Hello and welcome back to the Wheatley Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leverage Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. The most topical news this week has been Biden ending his re-election campaign. Odds are Vice President Harris will get nominated. Trump is still favored to win, but there are more than 100 days to go before Election Day, November 5th, and that's an eternity. So whatever your predictions, two things are true. One, they will probably annoy the person you're out to dinner with. And two, you won't know if you're right until November. So rather than getting bogged down on it, let's focus on the market. Leverage finance has seen and continues to see inflows ahead of expected rate cuts. The retail high yield market saw $2.6 billion in a mutual fund and ETFs last week. That was the largest weekly inflow in 8 months. In fact, 10 of the last 13 weeks have seen net inflows. And so it shouldn't surprise you that CCC risk has outperformed all other rating bands last week. This continues to feel like the pain trade for most high yield managers positioned like the sky is falling. Now, it's fair to say that spreads have moved 30 tighter on the year, and the double B market is rich compared to investment grade bonds. But we're investing for the rate environment we expect 6 months from now, and not what we saw 6 months ago. As we think about rate curves into the first half of next year, we expect to see steepening, which means that we expect the 2-year treasury to yield less than the 10-year treasury. Remember, that's more of a normalization than anything out of left field. We think the curve shape is likely to be led by front-end rates going lower as opposed to 10-year rates going materially higher. But even if it does, the high-yield bond market with its shorter 3.4-year duration should stand out. Thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.